We'll continue our discussion on the life of Moses and the life, of course, of the men and women of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And we are looking at the life of Moses, and we have titled this message, Wisdom of Faith, Making Godly Choices. And we started this last week, Hebrews chapter 11, 23 to 29. We've looked at verses 23 to 26. Last week, and this morning, we will be looking at verses 27 to 29. Okay, but just to set us in place, basahin po natin ang Hebrews chapter 11, ulit, no, 23 to 29. And I'll be reading from the NASB Bible. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking for the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. Verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. And covered so much last week, but we're continuing this and in terms of our discussion. But we have dealt primarily with how through Moses, we've looked at how wisdom, the wisdom of faith in making godly choices, okay, allowing us to be able to pursue the things that God wants us to pursue, okay, making those godly choices, and of course, at the same time, simultaneously rejecting worldly pursuits. At nakikita po natin yun sa buhay po ni Moses. Kita po natin kung ano po yung mga tinalikuran po niya, ano po yung mga bagay na hinarap po niya at tinanggap po niya na buhay sa Panginoon. And hopefully, by learning these things, brethren, we ourselves could continually face the world, continually face whatever circumstances in our lives. And hopefully, we would rather make the choices that are inspired, that are truly God-honoring, that will continue to allow God to be glorified in and through our lives. So sana po, bigyan tayo ng Panginoon na patuloy na karunungan upang lulatiin po ang kanyang pangalan sa mga paggawa po natin ng mga desisyon sa ating buhay. At the same time, we said that faith here being worked out is a faith that chooses God's way over man's way. Okay, so kung meron po tayong kailangan tandaan sa mga pagdedesisyon, no, you would rather choose God's way. Is this really God's way? Is this really what God wants me to do as his or her child? Is this really what the Lord wants me to pursue as a believer in Christ? Of course, we know that God had provided His Word for us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the wisdom from the Word of God. But of course, makasalanan pa rin po tayo at may mga bagay pa rin po sa ating buhay na minsan po, no, nagkukulang po tayo sa Panginoon. Nagkakamali po tayo. Nagkakasala po tayo sa Panginoon. But there's always an opportunity for us to get back into the right track, to be able to once again follow according to the ways of God. And hopefully, okay, we minimize those mistakes, those sins, and those opportunities of missing out. Hopefully, okay, tutulungan po tayo ng Panginoon sa mga konsekwensya, ng mga maliho nating desisyon, at magawa din po natin, makabalik po tayo sa Diyos. No? Of course, in repentance, and be able to acknowledge Him as the sovereign God over our lives. And in particular, Hebrews chapter 11 helps us that, and it presents us a life that is guided by divine wisdom, acting out in faith, submitting to God's will and purposes, while rejecting human wisdom and standard. So nakita na po natin ito last week. We're just reviewing this, okay, even for the sake of those who might not be present last week. You can go back to these notes so that you can study them again, no, by the grace of God. Okay, so as people of God, we said that wisdom by faith chooses, first of all, courage over fear. Courage over fear. How Moses himself, he was hidden by his parents, even though the king clearly commanded people to surrender their children to be killed and to die. So, of course, they were in that particular situation na talagang napakahirap po. Pag nag-disobey ka sa hari, it could cost you your life. But we see through the parents of Moses, and eventually that faith grew in the life of Moses. He chose courage over fear. Secondly, we found how condescension, or we can put humility there over pride. Okay, that Moses did not acknowledge himself being the son of Pharaoh's daughter by position or by status. Okay, he was a prince, so he himself was a son of Pharaoh's daughter by virtue of adoption, of course. At nasa kanya lahat po ng pribilehyo bilang anak ng daughter ni Pharaoh, and then for that matter, could become a prince, no, or is a prince of Egypt, and could become the next Pharaoh, okay, if given the time and opportunity. But he condescended, and he willingly identified himself with the people of God rather than being the prince of Egypt in that status. Okay, he chose condescension over pride. We also saw in his life how he chose character over the pleasure of sin. We said in verse 25, he chose rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. He would rather be, quote-unquote, be called a slave, okay, be identified among the people of God as a man of God, a man who fears God, a man who serves the living God, than to serve the gods and the pleasures of Egypt. And we've seen that worked out in his life, you know, how he willingly denounced all of those things. So we will see more of that. Okay, in relation to that as well, no, sabi po ng Hebrew writer, he chose Christ's riches. A very direct, no? Very direct po ang kanyang declaration po dito sa Hebrews 11:26. Considering the reproach of Christ, even when Christ did not yet exist, that time, he was not yet born. Okay, I'm sorry. Physically, of course, no? Spiritually, he is God, no? And he was already present before Moses. But Christ was still about to be born, no? Several years later after Moses lived and died, no? So, and yet Moses looked forward to the coming of the Messiah, looked forward to all the riches that are going to be given to the people of God, not just the literal or physical material riches, but the spiritual riches that can be found in Christ. And we as people of God can truly identify with that, knowing of the riches that we have in Christ. Spiritually, we have become rich in the Lord. And there's nothing to compare, you know, these things. Even with all the riches of the world, we know that the riches of Christ could not be matched, no, by anything in this world. And we know that Moses looked forward to the reward and the promises of God being fulfilled. Okay? So, yun po, nakita po natin last week. Today, we will look at the fifth. Okay, so seven lamang po ito. So, 5, 6, and 7. So, the fifth, here we see in verse 27, he chose commitment over conformity. He chose commitment over conformity. Verse 27, it says, by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. And very clearly stated here in this verse, brethren, how Moses committed his life to a lifelong journey, a lifelong experience with God, and willingly left Egypt. And we've seen that time and again, how the people of God, for example, Abraham left the land of Ur of the Chaldeans to be able to go to the place that God had promised, even though he did not yet know where he was going. We see time and again, God would call his children to a place where seemingly it doesn't make sense, but if that is what God has ordained, then they would willingly follow God. And in the same way, brethren, tayo, no, bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, paano po niya tayo inahon mula sa buhay ng kasalanan, buhay ng kamatayan? We will see that even more as we go along. But Moses left Egypt. The King James translated this as, by faith, he forsook Egypt. It was not merely because he was afraid, brethren. It was not merely because, well, wala na akong gana din sa kayamanan dyan sa Egypt. Okay, these could be some of the reasons, brethren. But it says here, it was by faith that he left Egypt. And let us not miss out on this reality, brethren, that we as people of God lived out our faith as the people of God to be able to willingly turn our backs from everything that might hinder us from pursuing the life that God wanted us to have. Turning our backs on the things that we know may influence and might destroy or might hinder us from fulfilling the Lord's purposes for us. Moses did more than simply leave. He turned his back. Hindi lamang niya po iniwanan. Okay, no? Iwanan ko lang yan sandali. Pwede kong balikan. But no, he really turned his back, okay? And all that is represented by Egypt. In other words, he renounced it permanently. Permanently, I'm sure you know that song. Okay, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. Though none go with me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Of course, that's from that perspective of how we ourselves had willingly turned our backs from the Lord. Of course, it's the Lord who chose us first. Okay? Let us never forget that, mga kapatid. But turning our backs is a choice that we make, willingly surrendering everything to the Lord, denying ourselves, taking up our cross daily, and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We burned our bridges, for that matter, and we cannot go back any longer. Wala na pong place of return, no, pagdating po sa buhay Kristiyano. Wala na pong place of return. Parang pag-aasawa po yan, di ba? No return, no exchange. Okay? So, might as well honor God or suffer the consequences or maybe, hopefully, experience the joy and blessing of that relationship. Okay, ganun din po sa lakad po natin sa Panginoon. We experience more and more of Him, realizing ito po yung buhay na binigay po sa atin ng Panginoon. And in fact, hindi po tayo lugi. Okay, we have everything to gain, brethren, as you have followed the Lord, our God. And here we see the working of faith. Faith refusing to capitulate to the world's pressure. Moses left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. Part of the reason, of course, was the pressure of Egypt and Pharaoh himself, and he was afraid for his life at first. Yung una pong pag-alis po niya, no, dahil nakapatay po siya na isang Egyptian by defending a Jew, he left because maybe there was a threat in his life. Although he could do something about it and then defend himself, or even perhaps gather a bunch of people who would fight the Egyptians, but he knew it was not yet God's timing. He knew it was not yet the time when God would deliver the people of Israel. It was not the way that God would want to deliver his people by force Or at least at that point in time, in terms of arming themselves or rebelling against Pharaoh and the people of Egypt because they were being oppressed and all of these things that were happening, he responded, okay, by faith and acted upon the word of God. Maybe God said, dito ka muna, meron pa akong kailangan ayusin sa iyo, Moses. I want you to stay in the desert. I want you to learn my ways in the university of the desert, and you will be able to experience my grace, my strength, my fullness. Yes, God met him indeed, no? Doon po sa wilderness, sa desert. So, and God appearing to him, remember the burning bush experience. When God has set him apart and called him, Moses, okay, I am sending you to my people. I am God. I am the great I am. I am sending you to them. And tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Hindi po madali yung task na pinapagawa po sa kanya ng Diyos. Maybe he had already found some, quote, aspects of comfort and peace, no, dun po sa desierto as a shepherd. But somehow God wanted him to go back and fulfill the purpose for which he had set him apart, okay, for the glory of God. And he did not fear the pressure, but he did not cave in. He did not give in. He did not see whatever what's coming in terms of the consequences of his actions. He remained committed to God no matter what the cost, no matter what the consequence. Hindi po niya tinakasan po yun lamang ng basta-basta. Hindi po niya yun iniwanan na lang na, oh, natatakot lang kasi ako para sa sarili ko. Hindi po. Meron pong layunin ng Panginoon na gagawin po niya sa buhay po ni Moses. And more than just his own personal safety, he wanted to be able to make sure that God really had called him and had sent him to deliver the people of Israel. And God did indeed. Okay, confirm that. Okay, kung babasa po natin sa Exodus, yung panawagan po niya. I'd like you to notice as well, brethren, all throughout this passage, as we read through the life of Moses, there was an intensity, okay, or there's an intensifying of actions being done. Okay, first, in the way that Moses, okay, in the actions of his parents, for example, hiding him secretly. Okay, natatakot sila or somehow they defied the command of the Pharaoh and hid Moses secretly. And then eventually, as Moses was growing up and being identified as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, here we find Moses refusing publicly who he was or who he is. And then eventually, sabi po ng mga verse po natin, he abandoned totally. He abandoned Egypt. He left Egypt. Okay, bagaman una, medyo sikreto muna, tatago ka muna namin. And then he refused to be called Pharaoh's daughter publicly. And then, totally, iniwanan na po niya ang Egypt. We see also here the increasing pressure. There was the king's command, okay, given to the parents to be able to abort the children of the Israelites and how they did not succumb to that. And then the ill treatment, both from Pharaoh and the people of Egypt, the leadership and how the Egyptians oppressed the people of God. Makikita naman po natin siguro doon sa pangyayari. Paano po talagang people were in distress because the Israelites, the Egyptians even more, no, punished them. Kayo, nagre-reklamo kayo, ha? Especially as Moses was fulfilling God's command and telling Pharaoh, let my people go, of course, through the plagues that happened, no, lalo pa silang pinahirapan, lalo pa silang inoppress. And then we see the wrath of the king. We do not know how the king expressed his wrath, but definitely, kung makulit ka, iba, ilang beses kang humaharap sa king, okay, possibly talagang kulang na lang, patayin ka na nung Pharaoh. But you see here, the grace of God as well. Hindi po siya pinatay, di po ba? Now, Pharaoh has all the power perhaps to be able to just say, okay, Moses, ang kulit mo, I'll just kill you. okay, to just to silence you. But we see God, you know, protecting Moses. And Moses, even though there was all of these things being intensified, the actions, the pressure, and also, we notice in this particular account, brethren, the faith vision. The faith vision of Moses, of course, it began in his parents, how they saw God's purposes. He was a beautiful child. Sabi po nila, tinago nga po nila. Kasi sabi nila, may potential itong batang ito. Merong layunin ng Panginoon sa batang ito. Hindi po nila mailarawan kung ano po yun. Siyempre, bata pa po siya. Hindi mo man alam anong mangyayari sa batang ito pag lumaki siya. And yet, they saw God's purposes in his life. Moses, perhaps, as being taught by his mother, perhaps had learned of God's ways and being able to see how God had set him apart for that purpose. And then, we see another, in another verse, we see that they look to God's promised reward. Moses looked to God's reward. Okay? Not just to the riches of Egypt. Okay? He saw and he looked instead to the promised reward rather than the things that possibly, you know, sa kanya pong sarili lamang. And then, he saw the unseen God himself. Okay? He left Egypt. Okay, and then he saw, he did not fear the wrath of the king, and he endured seeing him who is unseen, God himself. So hindi lamang po yung purpose ng Panginoon, hindi lamang po yung promise ng Panginoon, kundi po yung presensya ng Panginoon na nakita po niya mismo. Na alam niya ang Diyos, kilala po niya ang Diyos sa kanyang kalakihan at kadakilaan. Remember, brethren, how God revealed himself to Moses as well. Who are you, God, that I'm going to send, I'm going to tell your people that you are bringing them out from Egypt? I am, sabi ng Panginoon. I am God. I am the all-sufficient one. I am who I am. And then as you go along, you would find the story of Moses, God unfolded his character to him. God being compassionate, being merciful, and even eventually at the last, no? Moses' prayer was, Lord, let me see your glory. Let me see your glory, Lord. And that was the prayer of Moses. And I believe, no, he was filled with the vision of God as he was doing all of these things, as he was growing up. And he knew who God is in his life. And he saw him for who he is in all his attributes, in all his character. And brethren, with whatever we might be facing right now in our lives, whatever pressures we might be facing, I hope that we would consider committing our lives totally for the Lord, willingly entrusting everything to Him, our past, our present, even our future, knowing that the God that we serve is the God who is with us. Brethren, the God who we cannot see, who we may not see, we know that we can rejoice in Him with joy, exceeding joy, sabi po ni Peter. Though we do not see Him, we love Him. Now, fear comes to us in various situations and sources. Marami din po tayo mga takot. Amen? Kaya nga po tayo minsan nakakagawa ng mga desisyon, pagkakamali po natin. I acknowledge that even myself, no, I have a lot of fears as well in my own life. Okay, fear, okay, with regard to people's how would people react about me or about my ministry and my calling and things like that, no? Natatakot ka no sabihin ng tao patungkol sa iyo, natatakot ka patungkol sa mga sitwasyon sa iyong buhay. Magkakasakit din ba ako ng COVID? Or anong sakit naman ang darating sa akin? Yung mga ganun po mga pangyayari sa atin. Natatakot po tayo with regard to our future. Anong kakainin namin? Anong panggagastos sa pamilya? Pangtustos sa pag-aaral? Anong itong mga bagay na kinakaharap po natin in our lives? We have all these fears, brethren, whether they're founded or unfounded fears. Okay, we all face the reality, brethren, and we can succumb to pressure, we can capitulate and not realize that We have a God whom we can call on in the midst of all of these things. We can fear losing our jobs. We can fear our reputation, our popularity. We are afraid of criticism. We are afraid of the world, how it might call us. But brethren, we know God's promise for us. Ano po sabi na Psalm 27? Alam na po natin yan. No, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies surround me, ano sabi po ng psalmist po dyan? Kaya alam po niya, presensya ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay. He continued to declare God's presence in his life. Though hosts encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. I leave Psalm 27 to you, brethren, to meditate on. If you're struggling right now with some fears in your life, ang sabi po ng Panginoon sa kanya, verse 4, one thing I have asked from the Lord that I might seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord and behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. And then in verse 8, sabi niya, when the Lord said to me, you said, seek my face. My heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Lord, hindi ako matatakot. Bakit? Kasama kita. Ikaw ang aking sandigan, ikaw ang aking batayan. Panginoon, ikaw ang aking stronghold. Hindi po ako matatakot, hindi po ako mangangamba. You are my desire. Your presence is all that I need. Your presence is all that I want. Brethren, Moses endured seeing him who is unseen. Sabi po ng Bible po natin. At tayo bilang mga anak ng Diyos. Ang Diyos natin, kahit hindi po natin siya nakikita, alam po niya natin ang kanyang pagkilos sa ating buhay. It was not a one-time experience for Moses. In fact, it was an ongoing perception of God's presence. It was like Psalm 16, brethren, that says, I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. I let the Lord go before me. He is before me. Siyang nakikita ko higit. Siyang manguna sa aking landas. He endured as he kept on seeing him who is unseen. Yan po ang rendering po, literally, nung verse po natin. He endured as seeing him kept on seeing him who is unseen. He had an ongoing perception of the unseen God in his life. Kahit hindi po niya nakikita ang kanyang Panginoon. Moses' lifelong vision of God was a secret of his faith and perseverance. An ongoing vision of God in his life. That was his secret, brethren. That's why he endured. That's why he continued on in the faith. Hindi po siya nagsabi, mag-quit na lang ako. Hirap-hirap ng pinapagawa ng Lord. Ano ba itong pinasok ko? Parang itong mga tao, wala nang ginawa kundi magreklamo. Moses had all the reason to quit. Moses had all the reason to say, well, I'm going back. I'm going back to the life of ease and comfort. I'm going back. I'll just say to Pharaoh, maybe Pharaoh, please, you know, I was wrong. I've sinned and I want to go back and take my place in the throne. But no, brethren, he never did those things. He persevered. I'd like to ask you, how, ourselves as well, ang ating pong mga sarili, how is our vision of God? How is your vision of God? Kumusta pong pagtingin po natin sa Diyos? Do we keep seeing Him and His greatness in all the circumstances of our lives? We kept hearing this truth, brethren, being proclaimed before us in many forms. With regard to the sovereignty of God, with regard to the power of God, with regard to the presence of God, with regard to who God is, who has called us as a loving and faithful God, as a good God, as a wise God, as God who can turn all circumstances for our good, for the good of those who love Him and those who are called according to His purpose. But do we keep that in mind, brethren, when we are tested, when we are faced with difficulties in our lives. Masasabi pa rin po ba natin, ang Diyos ay masigit na dakila at tapat. Sa gitna ng lahat na pinagdaraanan ko, nais kong ang Diyos pa rin ang maihayag. Nais ko ang Diyos pa rin ang mabigyan ng kalatian. Nais ko pa rin sundin ang kalooban ng Diyos at hindi kung anong gusto ko. Ang Panginoon pa rin ang siyang maluwalhati. Hindi ako ang makikita, hindi ang anong mang ginagawa ko, kundi ang Panginoon ng aking buhay. To declare your commitment to God. In the midst of the pressure, in the midst of whatever you might be facing. Colossians 1:15-18. Alam po natin yung truth po na to. He is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The invisible has now become visible before our eyes. We have apprehended, we have known Him, we have seen His glory. Hindi man po literal natin nakita ang Panginoong Yesus, kundi nakita po natin ang kalatian ng Diyos pamigitan po ng Biblia na naghayag patungkol po sa Kanya. Nakita po ng mga tao na namuhay kasama po niya, at tayo, sila ay naging testigo, at tayo po pinapakinggan natin, binabasa natin, at inuunawa po natin at nanampalataya po tayo sa Panginoon po na ito. So we look at the things that are unseen. Colossians 3, set our minds on things above. Colossians 3, 1-4. Number 6 po, the conviction in God's word over human wisdom. His commitment was to God and not to the wrath or whatever he was facing conformity with the king or whatever in Egypt could be found. Number 6, we find the conviction in God's word over human wisdom. Bagama wala pa pong salita ng Diyos, no? As a word of God that we know it, okay? Moses was clearly taught of the ways of God in his life. And one of that was the way that God called him to keep the Passover. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. He kept the Passover. God instituted this Passover, brethren, because there was an impending judgment. The 10th plague on the Egyptians was the death of all the firstborn. Alam po natin yung kwento pong yan. Sabi ng Lord, yayarihin ko na yung mga Egyptians na yan. Pharaoh kept on hardening and hardening his heart. And eventually God also hardened Pharaoh's heart. And God wanted to show His greatness and declare to the people of Egypt who He was, who He is. Can you imagine? Pang sampung plague na po ito. Diba? You can already learn from the first plague. Can you imagine the way that the Pharaoh responded? Diba? Kaya ko rin yan. Diba? Gagawin mong blood. Kaya din ng magicians ko yan. Kaya din lang gawin yan. No? And yet, finally, kaya mo bang bumuhay sa patay? Kaya mo bang takasan ang kamatayan? I'm going to inflict judgment and death upon you. And that's why God told the Israelites, this is what you're going to do. You are going to kill a lamb without blemish and sprinkle or ipahid ninyo yung blood niyan sa doorpost and the lintels of your own houses. God's judgment and wrath are well deserved, of course, by the people who continue to refuse God and His provision for salvation. We see this being worked out. I don't want you to miss this, brethren, in the account of Pharaoh and all the Egyptians. Hindi ho sila natakot sa Diyos. Can you imagine? Pang sampung plague na po ito. And we know indeed, God as a God of righteousness and holiness and justice will always be proved just in condemning sinners, even condemning sinners to hell. Minsan po, marami tayong mga agam-agam, parang paano i-judge ni Lord yan? Ang bait-bait niya. Paano mo masasabing pupunta siya sa langit? Eh, yan, mas marami pa nga naitulong yan sa simbahan. Alam mo, araw-araw yan, pumupunta sa church. Maraming tinulungan tao. Paano mo sasabihin pupunta yan sa impyerno? Sometimes we have such an skewed vision of the judgment of God, and yet we see here Brethren, no matter who you are, if you keep on refusing God's judgment and warnings, then nothing is left for you but wrath. Kasi binigay na ng Lord yung provision. Binigay ni Lord yung warning. It was through the Passover that God instituted by God to protect the Israelites from the plague in which a lamb's blood was sprinkled in the doorposts and lintels of their houses. Yun po ang Passover. Brethren, faith involves an active response to God's revelation. Active response to God's word. Sabi po natin, when God says it, believe it and that settles it. Or whether you believe it or not, that settles it. If God declares it to us, that is the truth. Whether naniniwala ka sa existence ng Diyos o hindi, baliwala sa Diyos yan. It will not affect God. But eventually, that lack of understanding, of acceptance of God's existence or people refusing God in their lives will eventually go back to them. Okay? Boomerang po yan. Babalik po yan sa kanila. Sinabi mo, walang Diyos. Ayaw mo kilalanin ang Diyos. It is plain and clear in the Word of God. It's already stated, God in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. Ano pang gusto mong sabihin? God did not have to prove His existence. He already is. And He had created the world and He created man. And that's already enough evidence for us to realize we have a God whom we can be who we are accountable to for the rest of our lives. Even as Christians, brethren, tayo po, and we can live as though salita ng Panginoon, we can neglect it or we can disregard it. Hindi po, mga kapatid. There will be a necessary consequence. If you disobey, meron pong konsekwensa po yan. But faith, how it acts, it responds to God's revelation, plain and simple. Willingly obey, willingly submit, willingly declare, Panginoon, totoo sinabi mo. Gagawin ko, Panginoon, dahil ikaw nagsabi po niyan. The observance of the Passover was an act of faith then and obedience. It was symbolic of Christ's sacrifice by which He conquered death for all who believe Him. And this is the beauty of the Scriptures, brethren. Kahit po sa Old Testament, pinapakita na po ng Panginoon ang kanya pong gagawin. At ginawa po niya yan sa pamamagitan po ng kanyang anak na si Jesus. The Passover was not merely made as an observance for all generations to come and somehow lose its meaning because it's just merely a tradition. Because meron pong layunin ng Panginoon sa pagdadala ng kanyang bugtong na anak. Faith always accepts God's provision. No matter how strange and pointless it may seem to human understanding. Ha? Ganyan lang? Maliligtas ka? Kikilalanin mo si Jesus bilang iyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas? Magsisisi ka sa iyong mga kasalanan? Bilang wala lang akong gagawin? Hindi na ako magtatrabaho para dyan? No, there is a place for works. There is a place for honoring the Lord through your life. But essentially, you come to God acknowledging Siya lamang ang daan, katotohanan, at ang buhay. Acknowledging that you are a sinner and you need His forgiveness, you need His redemption, you need His cleansing, you need to become a new creation in Christ. It may seem strange, but God tells us, ito ang daan, ito lamang ang paraan. Paano maligtas ang tao? Kailangan mo magsisi, kailangan mong kilalanin ang iyong pangailangan. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He is the unblemished lamb provided by God as the only means to escape from judgment. John 1:12, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We were redeemed not by any other thing like precious gold or silver, but by the blood, the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:18 to 20, brethren. The blood of Christ, the death of Christ on the cross was sufficient. We are to live with profound gratitude then for God's sovereign grace and mercy which passed over us, brethren, granting us forgiveness based upon faith in Christ's finished work on the cross. That's why he is our Passover lamb. He is our Passover lamb because of his finished work on the cross. Tayo po ngayon ay naligtas. Tayo po ngayon ay binigyan ng pagkakataon, makilala siya. We have that conviction, brethren. We have that conviction of God's Word. God's Word declared that to us from the moment of our salvation. God's Word declares to us how we are to live our lives continually for God's glory, how we're to act as a people of God, how we are to love our neighbors, how we are to bear fruit, how we are to conduct ourselves. God gives wisdom and provides that through His Word and not the wisdom of the world. Sabi po ni James, the wisdom of the world. Wala po dito sa notes, no? Hindi naisama. But James chapter 3, whoever is wise and understanding among you, let him show by his good life. Meron kang wisdom? Alam mo ang Panginoon? Kilala mo ang Panginoon? Then, let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition, do not boast about it and deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from God or from heaven. It is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. That's James 3, 13 to 18. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, sincere, and peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. If we have the conviction of the Word of God ruling our lives, guiding us in all that we are and all that we do, brethren, hindi ho tayo magkakamali. Nandoon po ang kapagabay sa atin ng Panginoon. So it shows conviction in God's Word over human wisdom. Panghuli, mga kapatid, He chose. Wisdom by faith chooses confidence in God's deliverance over man's strength. It says, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. Okay, nung contrast po dito, mga kapatid. Kung paano, no, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as if it was dry land, and then the Egyptians were drowned. Yeah, we know that questioning, no, of the miracle. Sabi po nila, kasi 2 feet lamang yung lalim talaga ng Red Sea nung time na yun. That's why they were just able to just cross the Red Sea immediately. You know, but the mystery of that is, how could you explain the Egyptians drowning in that shallow water that you say? You can never explain that. It's even greater miracle if you say that. Rather than declaring and acknowledging, God did it. God did it for His people. God delivered His people very clearly. And you see the confidence of Moses and the people of God. They passed through the Red Sea unscathed. Wala pong anumang bagay na humadlang po sa kanila. And they made it across. And then every one of them crossed. Okay, God put it back and allowed the Egyptians to drown. If you'd see some accounts, brethren, of Egyptians drowning in some parts of the Red Sea, of course, through time, no, natabunan na po yung kanilang mga chariots and all, you would find some, mga napanood ko pong mga documentaries, no, where parang yung formation po ng mga reefs, no? Meron pong formation po ng wheels ng chariot. Okay? And you would be amazed kung paano po gumalaw ang Panginoon. And in Exodus chapter 14, we see that account, brethren. And the people, of course, at first were complaining, is this where you want to bring us? Wala na bang libingan sa Egypt? Kaya mo kami dinala rito para dito na lang kami mamatay lahat. Can you imagine their, parang habang sinasabi po nila yon. No, how Moses might be experiencing some form of, anong gagawin nitong mga taong ito? Anong gagawin ko? But he was confident enough, brethren, to declare in verse 13 and 14, and they took heart when Moses told him, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." The Lord will fight for you. It is the Lord who will defend you. It is the Lord who will protect you. It is the Lord who has guided us, and he will allow us to cross. In what appears to be disastrous, God was actually working out his plan. Walang sayang. Dinala sila ng Lord ang all the way, hindi para pahiyain ang kanyang pangalan, kundi ipakita ang kanyang pagliligtas. Ipakita ang kanyang pagliligtas. Brethren, faith is trusting God when all we have are His promises. It is trusting God when all we have are His promises. Wala kang pinangahawakan. Nandun ka na sa pinaka-imposible na bagay. Lord, hindi ko na alam anong gagawin ko, Panginoon. Tulungan niyo po ako, Panginoon. Gabayan niyo po ako ng iyong karunungan. Tulungan niyo po ako, Panginoon, na ma-experience ang iyong pong pagliligtas. Lord, yung pangako po ninyo na hindi po ninyo gugutumin ang inyong mga anak. Lord, yung pangako po ninyo, sasamahan niyo po kami sa anumang sitwasyon sa aming buhay, kahit na sa karamdaman. Lord, kahit na sa sitwasyon ng pangailangan, Panginoon, you will continue to manifest your comfort and your presence. And we have you as our greatest treasure. And all those things, brethren, pwede po nating harapin, whether suffering or persecution, we have our God who assures us of His presence. When we truly believe God, we will know that in everything He has our best interests at heart, and we will always decide for Him. He has our best interest at heart. Huwag po natin kakalimutan, mga kapatid. Merong gustong gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay ko. Merong binabago ang Diyos sa buhay ko. God is working out this thing for my good. He is molding my character. He is changing me to be more patient and loving. He is growing me to be more sympathetic to those who are in need. He was growing me to become a person of grace and gentleness and humility and all of these things so that we could fulfill God's calling in our lives. Kaya po wala po tayong panghihinayangan, mga kapatid, sa mga bagay na hayaan, Lord, na dumating po sa ating buhay. And we can choose, brethren, to be confident in Him because He is able to deliver us. And even if the Lord will choose, anak, sige, uwi na lang kita. Diba? To live is Christ, to die is gain. Again, win-win situation po yan sa atin bilang mga anak ng Diyos. Rejoice and sing because of the deliverance we have in Christ. We see that the song that they declared in Exodus chapter 15, they rejoice in God, brethren. I could go on and on, brethren, recounting to you all of these things. But ultimately, it is for the people's joy that God accomplishes these things. It was for our joy, brethren, na dinadala tayo ng Panginoon sa mahirap na sitwasyon upang maranasan po natin ang kanyang pagliligtas, ang kanyang paggawa, ang kanyang pagkilos, at wala pong ibang maluluwalhati kundi ang kanyang pangalan. At the end, brethren, we will emerge victorious. In the end, brethren, we will see what God's plans were and how God orchestrated everything. Kaya pala sinahinayaan ng Lord maipakita ito. Kaya pala, Lord, hinayaan mo po akong magkaroon ng ganitong sitwasyon, no, sa aking buhay. Dahil, Lord, gusto mo po mapuno ang aking kasiyahan sa inyo. And brethren, when facing trials of faith, we have a choice. We could either complain, grumble, threaten, return to spiritual Egypt, or we can trust God, surrender our fears, submit to His wisdom, remember His goodness, and love Endure and rejoice in His salvation. Dalawa lamang po ang pwede po natin gawin. Pwede kang magmukmok doon sa sulok at umiyak ka na umiyak hanggang maubos lahat ng luha mo. Or you are there realizing, wow, Lord, I am blessed beyond measure. I am your child and you love me. Lord, what will I fear? Lord, I'm willing to submit to your wisdom. This is your wisdom, Lord God. This is your way. Even when you discipline me, even when you allow me to go through this trial, Lord, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Lord. You are my God. And my hope and my joy is in you. My hope and my joy is in you. Mga kapatid, we have all the reason to proclaim the rejoicing that we have in God. Brethren, we have a choice to be courageous over the fears of our lives, to condescend, to be humble rather than be proud, to pursue character over the pleasures of sin, to pursue Christ's riches over worldly treasure, to commit ourselves and our lives totally to the Lord rather than conform to the world, to be filled with the conviction and wisdom from God rather than the human wisdom of the world, and to be confident in God's deliverance over man's strength. I'd like to close with this passage in Ephesians chapter 5. Ito na lang po, no? Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk with wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that we all walk in wisdom, guided by faith, brethren, triumphing, glorifying the Lord, knowing that His ways are better, far better than our ways. They're higher than our ways. He is far greater in wisdom and knowledge. He is far more powerful and able than we are, because we are always in need. So let us allow God to work out this upon our lives. Lord, teach us to number our days and give us a heart of wisdom. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We do not deserve you. Lord, we fail you so many times in our lives. Lord, we disobey. We do not do according to your will and your plans. But you are a gracious and merciful God to us. You want us to walk by faith and not by sight. You want us to learn, Lord God, how to turn our backs on the things that might hinder us or might even harm us in terms of pursuing, Lord, the joy that you have set before us. Thank you, Lord, even for allowing us to see in the life of Moses, Lord, courage, condescension, character, Christ's riches, commitment, conviction, and confidence. All of these, Lord, are wrought by your hand in our lives. Glorify your name, Lord. Thank you for each and every heart, Lord, that listened to this message. I pray that you would continue to remind us of these, and may we fulfill, Lord, all your good purposes for us. For your glory, Lord, accomplish all these. Thank you that we can also give back to you our tithes and offerings. Help us to give with faith. Help us to give knowing that you are our great provider. We thank you, O Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Maraming salamat po. God bless you po.